News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The WhatsApp.
Now, demand for GP consultations in Ireland will rise by at least 23% by the year 2040. That means we will need another 1,000 doctors. It's the warning from the ASRI in the latest report. We're joined by Dr. Sheila Connolly, Associate Research Professor at the ASRI, lead author of this report. Sheila, thanks indeed for talking to us. Just, first of all, just give us the headline figures of what your research has uncovered.
Sure. So this report is one in a series of reports that we're currently doing, which is looking at the impact largely of our growing and aging population on the demand for a range of healthcare services. So in the report published today, we're in particularly focusing on general practice, so both general practitioners and general practice nurses. And what we find is that this growing and aging population is going to result in a significant increase for both of these services, and for GPs, it's in the region of 23 to 30% by the year 2040, while for the general practice nurses, it's in the region of 32 to 36% over the same time period. And obviously then that has workforce implications, that if we are to meet this additional demand, there would need to be a substantial increase in the workforce in general practice.
Okay, so what kind of increase in the workforce would be required, do you think?
Yeah, so we look at that as well in the report. And again, just to meet that change due to the growing and aging population, we'd need somewhere in the region of 940 to 1,200 additional GPs by 2040. And for general practice nurses, it's somewhere in the region of 760 up to 860.
That will be challenging, I imagine.
I imagine that will be challenging. And I suppose this, as I said, is one report of a series of reports. We're looking at other social and healthcare services as well. And what we are seeing is that there is similar or sometimes even larger increases in the demand for these services. So we will be looking for additional workforce, not just in general practice, but in the hospital sector and social care sector as well.
Okay. We are producing a lot of doctors every year. There is an issue, though, quite a number of them seem to be choosing to emigrate. Is that something your report looks at?
So we don't look at that explicitly in this report, but I suppose it's one of the things we need to consider if we want to identify how do we increase the workforce. And one thing, you know, that is ongoing, I suppose, in particular in general practitioners with the Irish College of General Practitioners, is that they have increased the number of training places. There's more people being trained. But I suppose that's the start of the story. But then when people are trained, we want to ensure that, you know, they're recruited and working within the Irish healthcare system. And then for our existing staff, we want to ensure that they're retained and that they're not leaving Ireland to work elsewhere as well.
Again, challenging, not impossible, though.
Not impossible, no. And I suppose this is, our numbers are out to 2040, so there is some time, but I suppose it's just getting the things in place now so that we are able to meet that additional demand into the future.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you indeed. Dr. Sheila Connolly, Associate Research Professor at the ASRI, lead author of that report. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.